some of you might be saying, well, John, man, I mean, I'm a little bit older now. I should have went to college, but I didn't. I didn't finish and get my degree, but it's too late now. If you're still alive, there's still time left on the clock. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome, successors, to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones, and today I'm coming at you with another Monday motivation. Yeah. Super Bowl, whatever. Who cares, right? You see me, if you're watching with us on YouTube, you see I have my, I have on my New Orleans Saints jersey, my Drew Brees jersey, because today's episode, we're dropping it. I'm going to drop it just today, right after the Super Bowl, maybe before. But I want to talk about time still left on the clock. That's right. So a couple of weeks ago, we saw the Saints play, and we saw them as they were one game away from getting to the Super Bowl. We saw that the Saints, Drew Brees, went back a couple of steps, and then he lofted the ball up on the right sideline. Then he had his wide receiver, Lewis, going out. He was ready, preparing to catch the ball and reel it in. And then we see the Rams player just clean his clock, or really just take him off his game. For those of you who aren't subscribed to the YouTube, I would challenge you to subscribe to the YouTube so you can begin to watch and follow the podcast as we're doing the video content so you can really see and get the visual. Because I want to show an instant replay. Can we go to the booth? Can we play an instant replay of what that play looked like?
Talk to each other. Crowd's going crazy as there's no flag right on the Saints.
Right. Okay, so now we see the play. We see what just happened. We see that the wide receiver is running down the field. He's preparing to reel the ball in. And then we see the cornerback just obliterate him. Some would argue that it was helmet to helmet. Others would argue that it was just a direct personal foul, pass interference. However, we just have to understand and see that. Wait a minute.
But that should have been a penalty.
Those two plays should have been called.
And John Payton is
And ultimately, the Saints should have won the game and been in the Super Bowl. But one thing that a lot of people didn't pay attention to is just the fact that there's...
Mike Pereira.
Zoom in. Yep. There's still time left on the clock. Sean Payton, the coach, he is the motor of this team. He loses it, right? Drew Brees, the rest of the team, they're out of it because they see their leader, they see their head coach out of the game. And I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. Okay, let's not get that twisted. I'm a Saints fan. But I want us really to see and hone in on the fact that there was still time left on the clock. And just as you all have the opportunity right now, some of you might be saying, well, John, man, I mean, I'm a little bit older now. I should have went to college, but I didn't. I didn't finish and get my degree, but it's too late now. If you're still alive, there's still time left on the clock. Friends, for some of you, you want to start a business, but you're saying, well, I don't have the funds. I don't have this. Oh, no. I got to wait until I get this together. I got to wait until I get my t-shirt stuff together. I got to wait till I buy the machinery. There's still time left on the clock. You have to begin to start to do the research that's required. You have to begin to do the little things that can shift the trajectory of your business. You have to begin to do the little things that can shift the trajectory of your life. But if you quit now, if you settle now, if you're in the middle of your semester and you're like, oh, I already failed, let me go ahead and just throw it quit, you can still take time and go talk to your professor, see what you can potentially do to get your grade bumped up. You can still spend some hours in the tutoring center, in the study lab, to get time put back on the clock. Friends, if we're not attacking the time that's left on the clock, then we're just doing what the Saints did. They just said, you know what, let's just roll over. We should have won the game. They cheated us. Well, that's it. We had a good season. Nah, they could have still been in the Super Bowl. Although they had the chance to first get basically a touchdown, but then that was wiped away. But if they got that close to getting a touchdown, then I believe that they could have did it once more. So, friends, today time is still left on the clock. This is our Super Bowl LI3 edition, I think it is. I think it was Super Bowl L, and I think it's the three Roman numerals, 1, 2, 3. So I want you to remember, time is still left on your clock. Don't give up. Like, you still have time. If you're wanting to start a business, but then you're broke, get a job. Time's still left on the clock. Clock in. If you don't, then you're just You're running. You're the Saints wide receiver. You're running. But then the Rams cornerback is life, because life is going to hit you. Life is going to give you a personal foul. Life is going to go helmet to helmet. Life is not going to play clean. Life is going to come at you dirty. But ultimately, when you get in the position to have another opportunity to shoot for the end zone, shout out to Drew Brees, baby. When you have another chance to shoot at the end zone, do it again. Do it again. Yes, you tried to start a business, but it failed. You're still alive. Do it again. You tried to do t-shirts, but that didn't work. Do it again. You tried to rap, produce music, produce beats. Do it again. You tried a podcast. The first time it didn't sound how you wanted to do. Do it again. You started an event, but that didn't happen, didn't work for you. Do it again. Some of us might have even failed a grade, might have been left back, might have took the same class 1, 2, 3 times. Do it again. Because every year is a new season. Every semester is a new opportunity. And I believe that you have the opportunity to do it again. This is a new relationship. It might not have been your last relationship. It's not. So try it again. Do what you need to do. Get locked in. Get clocked in. Focus on the task at hand. Friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you there's still time left on the clock. However, if you never take the shot at the end zone, you'll never know if you could have been victorious or if you could have just threw an incomplete pass. Do it again. You're not your failures, but you can create a level of success. Friends, if you have not taken the opportunity, I would encourage you, and I would really love if you just took a moment and left a helpful Apple review. Just go to iTunes, type in Speak Your Success, scroll down to the bottom, and click write a review. We would hope that it's a 5-star review. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. Connect with us on YouTube. You can see some exclusive content. You can see some longer portions of my presentations when I'm actually going to schools, colleges, universities, events, and speaking. Even if you would like to, you can join our email list. I'll put that down at the bottom in the show notes as well, just so you can get connected with me. You can get direct access to me, actually. So I'm going to be shooting out the weekly email just to give you that weekly heat and to encourage you throughout your week. TEDx speaker, best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?